For the Conservative government. The Labour leader's been delivering a major speech, making a direct appeal to disillusioned voters ahead of an expected general election this year. He says the nation's given up on hope and he's vowing to crack down on cronyism and restore standards.
Why Labour? Because we have a plan to take back our streets, switch on Great British Energy, get the NHS back on its feet, tear down the barriers to opportunity and get Britain building again. A partnership with you in pursuit of a new Britain.
Prince Andrew's among more than 170 people named in court documents relating to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Many of them are not accused of any wrongdoing. The Duke of York's always denied any allegations against him. A 49-year-old man's been arrested after shots were fired outside a cinema in Liverpool last night. It was one of three reports of gunfire at separate locations. No one was hurt. Great Western Rail says more trains could be cancelled as further heavy rains forecast across southern England following Storm Henk. Services between Swindon and Bristol Parkway remain closed due to flooding on the tracks and trains are being diverted via Bath or Temple Meads. World darts champion Luke Humphreys says he's realised his mental ability by rising to the top of the game. The 28-year-old, who's been open about his struggles with anxiety and depression, beat teenager Luke Littler in last night's final at Alexandra Palace.
Even though I was favourite going into the game against Luke, you know, I think a lot of people expected him to win because of how well he was playing. But it was important for me to, you know, to put out a statement. You know, it's my first game being world number one and I wanted to go out and prove it.
And Rafael Nadal continued his winning return from injury by reaching the quarterfinals of the Brisbane International with a straight sets win over Australia's Jason Kubler. And that's the latest from the Sky News Centre. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, the weather for today, 9 degrees and it's fine at the moment, but there is going to be some heavy rain a little bit later from about 4 o'clock onwards right the way through the evening and into the early hours. And then tomorrow, light cloud and a moderate breeze. You might get a little bit of rain very early doors and then it will be just cloudy and miserable by the looks of it. Oh, joy.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
I was watching on YouTube. I don't know why these come up on my For You kind of page, but I was watching this thing yesterday where a guy was handcuffed behind a there's a pole behind him and he was handcuffed with his hands behind him and he showed you how to get out of it. It's really interesting, actually. I mean, I would just panic. I would have no idea. But he luckily, he had sort of a scarf with him. And not that everyone's going to have one, but it must be. He said, if you were gagged. And basically, I can't really describe it properly, but he managed to get, with his hands behind him, handcuffed, the little scarf through the handcuff onto his wrist twice. And then he put his foot down. He managed to stand up. That's quite hard, actually, that bit. But he managed to stand up and then put his foot through the loop that he'd made with the scarf. And then it basically, he was then facing the pole with his arms handcuffed around the back of it, but crossed over. And then it shows you how to sort of turn around to put your foot through to get out. It's interesting. I watched it three times. I've no chance. I can't even get off the floor without grabbing older stuff. So that'd be the end of me, to be honest. Really depressing to watch as well. Afterwards, I felt a bit creeped out, but I don't know why I watched it. A man stranded at sea in New Zealand reflects the sun on his watch. Eagle-eyed fishermen discovered the man after spotting a strange reflection on the surface of the water. That's really a good idea. Just in case, I don't know why I'm talking about these scenarios for if you're handcuffed or find yourself on an island. But the police said it was an absolute miracle the man, who'd not been named, was alive after he fell overboard from a 40-foot boat while on a solo fishing trip on Tuesday. The boat overturned after he hooked a suspected marlin fish. The man endured a cold night in the ocean and came face to face with a shark who had a sniff, apparently, said the police. He attempted to swim back to, this happened in New Zealand, actually, but he was on a little island just off of there, but became exhausted and, went back. But what he did, he made sure that the he got the reflection from the sun on his watch, and that's what he did to get the get somebody to find out where he was. Well, that's really good. There was nothing on that. But looking at the place he was on, it's very rocky, and then there's a beach, and so there'd be no, you know, you can't survive. It's water, isn't it? You've got to have water. Why am I being so depressing? Is it because it's January? You tuned in to be livened up. Let's play Jungkook with Usher. This is Standing Next to You, my current favourite track. I love it. I'm going to be playing that every day for the next week. I love that song. Standing Next to You, that is Jungkook with Usher. It is Eliza Doodles. This is Eliza Doolittle with Skinny Jeans Michelle. What's wrong?
I really don't like your point of view. Change, stinging me with your attitude. I got the mind to walk away. I really don't like your arrogance or your policy. 99% embarrassment, just one quality. Best in me when you show your expertise.
what you got underneath, so we can do this properly.
choice there, Natasha Bedingfield with These Words. Just coming up at 11:15 on Phoenix FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
From waking up to hardest, and every day felt the longest. Oh, blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted. Then you was
is the wonderful Take That.
Yeah, you opened up my windows.
Now, in the Brentwood Gazette this week, you can check out the gang that were involved in the Christmas panto. They've got a little spread in there talking about all the fantastic show they did. If you want to check it out, you can find it online as well. So, yeah, just a shout out there. Phoenix FM column in the Brentwood Gazette, and it's all about the live radio pantomime they did just before Christmas. There's loads of the presenters here at Phoenix FM. Very talented they are as well. Here is the Trusted. This is Mary.
Can you stop talking? 'Cause you're driving me crazy. Desperate bones, I just can't take it, take it. The chemicals are rising and I'm still shaking, shaking. All the pretty little angels like to keep me waiting, waiting now. I'm a dedicated dummy who thinks he's gonna dead me, dead to me. Do you find it funny when I suffocate? I'm looking for a kiss to help me ventilate, ventilate.
Started New Year's resolution. I'm doing quite well on the chocolate. No, I'm not eating it. I didn't have any chocolate since New Year's Eve, and I've got some lovely chocolate. Friends and family have bought some really nice chocolate, but I won't be eating it for a while. I'm trying to be. I thought if I can just curb that. Although I had that dirty sausage roll this morning, but I thought if I can just curb the chocolate, cut that down, and then work on something else. And also, I've got my journal at home. So, yeah, I found one, actually. I've found about three journals. I was going to buy one, and then I found this. It's lovely. It's got a little feather on the front of it, and it's a lovely white A4 size line journal. I thought, I don't need to buy one now. I can just write all my hopes and dreams and things I need to achieve in there. One of the things I do need to do is to release a song this month, or it's getting a bit late now because it is now the 4th, and you normally got to have about 6 week, say 5 week lead time. So I've got to get video and pictures and all sorts of things. The song's all done, and there's a couple of different versions of it. But yeah, it's that's the next thing I've got to do. It's, yeah, I don't mind releasing songs. People don't pre-save anyway. I don't know, you know, if you're out there and you're releasing songs, I don't think pre-saves work, unless you've got a lot of followers. Otherwise, just release a song. And 2 weeks beforehand, you need to put out some, you know, let people know. And you basically just keep doing about 3 posts every day on different social media. So maybe like 10 a day. That's a lot. So you need to build that up. Different content. Don't really need even to do a full video for the song because you just need to do a bit of a snippet. But it is like constantly just putting stuff out. That's the bit that's quite challenging. And then hopefully get a bit of radio play somewhere. Who knows? Might even get played on Phoenix FM. Might not. Nothing is guaranteed. Here is Cameo. This is Single Life. Very good morning to Milena, who's listening out there. We're going to be playing her track next, which is called The Secret Garden. Thank you so much, darling, for your email, which has come through as well. Just a few ideas. In fact, I started talking about music and releasing music, and she'd actually sent an email to me about Spotify. Very difficult, actually, with Spotify. You know, you put your tunes up, and I don't expect to get millions of listeners or even thousands or even hundreds. And I think last month, I think my Spotify... You know, people, they get, they do like an end of year thing that says how many people have been listening. And mine was so terrible that I thought, I can't put that up. You know, loads of people say, oh, I've had 100,000 streams, I've had 200,000. I thought, I've had about five. And then the other day, I think I got my monthly listeners come up, and I got 12 people, or 25, it might have been actually on one of them. It might have been Apple Music. And I was like, oh my God, that's really good. I was so excited. And then I thought to myself, hold on a minute. There's people that I follow online that get like, you know, I've had 200,000 listens to this particular song. There I am with my 12 people that might have listened to my song, probably not all the way through. And I'm like, yay, good on me. Here is the wonderful Milena. This is Secret Garden.
Best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. Stay tuned.
We are on recession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled. Hold tight. We're going out tonight.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. There is the temporary traffic lights along the A1023, which is causing a little bit of congestion. London Road at Spittle Lane. Avoid that if you can, because there is a bit of traffic in each direction. Brook Street roundabout is fine, heading down from Brook Street towards Lakeside, and going over the bridge is fine, coming back through the Dartford Tunnel. No problems at the moment. Up towards the M11, you've got a clear run. And the A12 is running pretty smoothly as well. Roadworks between Junction 13 and 16, while they're doing the much needed repair work, there might be some nighttime closures there. More traffic and travel in an hour. I reckon it's that sausage roll I had this morning's put me right off. I can't get my words out. Can't get my words out properly. I think in my bag. Come with me. Come with me. Come over here. Here we go. I'm just moving along in my chair. I've got my duffel bag. Can you hear all this stuff in here, isn't it? What's that? I might have one of my... Let me just dig into... What's going on in my bag? Oh, there we go. I might have... Ooh, I think that might be... Oh, that's not right. Is that an old one? I think that's an old one. I've got a newer one there. There we go. That, I don't think that tangerine was actually from this a year. I think it might be from last year. I've just found it in my bag. I hate that. You know when sometimes you put your hand in your bag? You're probably not like me, but sometimes I do bring fruit in and then I forget to eat it. Because Andy Gilson, who does the Orient Hour, lovely guy Andy, he keeps bringing in all these chocolates. And you go out in the kitchen and then you see, you know, especially if it's a Twix bar with me, I'm terrible. But I've been quite good because there's been chocolate out there for the last couple of days, brought in by the gorgeous Andy Gilson, but I've managed to not do it. But I always find a bit of fruit in my bag at some stage. And you know, you put your hand, you're like, ugh. The worst one is bananas. Do you know what? Bananas, for me, I used to love bananas, but now I eat more, I probably eat more pineapple. Tin pineapple, because it's easier to, you know, it's just easy, isn't it? I bring my breakfast cereal. And banana, I used to like a lot, and then I kind of went off it. I don't mind a bit of banana on toast occasionally. But the one thing with banana, I'm very peculiar about bananas, because I like them just ripe. So they've got a little bit of a bite to them. Once they've gone soggy, or slightly, you know, they get a little bit browning, or a little, can't have them. That's it. That's the end. You can actually make some. When I was cutting down before a couple of years ago and I attempted a diet, which I haven't done for years because I'm terrible, I used to make pancakes in the morning. And what you do is you put eggs, whisk up two eggs, mashed up banana. I think that's it. And then just a bit of spray oil and you just cook it and it comes out like a banana pancake. A little bit of milk and that's it. So it's eggs, splash of milk, mashed up banana, whisk it all up together, put it in a frying pan, and that is actually quite a low sort of low calorie breakfast and low sugar, but you're getting the sugar there from the banana. And then what I used to do is put a load of syrup all over it.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest-free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at sehbac.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
I want to break free. I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied. I don't need you. I've got to break free.
I want to
That is Reverend and the Makers there with Open Your Window. I can't believe that song by Tori Amos isn't called Professional Window. I didn't know that until yesterday. Bob came in and said it's Professional Widow. I've always called it Professional Window. I never knew. I mean, that song, about 25 years old now. Oh, dear, the sausage rolls repeated on me a bit. Shouldn't have had that. Now, I love Charlie Puth. I thought I'd play this one out. This is Light Switch.
Yeah. Why you calling at 11:30 when you only wanna do me dirty? But I hit right back 'cause you got that, yeah. Why you always wanna act like lovers, but you never wanna be each other's? I say don't look back, but I go right back. You turn me on like a light switch when you're moving your body around and around. Now I don't wanna fight this. You know how to just make me want you. Turn me on like a light switch when you're moving your body around and around. You got me in a tight grip. You know how to just make me want you, baby. Do you love it when you keep me guessing? Guessing when you leave and then you leave me stressing. Stressing. But I can't stay mad when you walk like that, no. Why you always wanna act like lovers, but you never wanna be each other's? I said don't look back, but I go right back. And all of a sudden I'm hypnotized. You're the one that I can't deny. Every time that I say I'm gonna walk away, yeah. You turn me on like a light switch when you're moving your body. When you're moving your body around and around, you got me in a tight grip. You know how to just make me want you, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on and show me how you do. You want to keep me wanting you. I wanna do, girl. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on and show me how you do. Like a light switch when you're moving your body around and around. Now I don't wanna fight this. You know how to just make me want to.
Turn me on like a light switch. That was lovely, wasn't it? I didn't realise that I put the microphone up for some reason. I do things automatically, you see, and I didn't realise that I actually... because it's like driving a car running this desk here. And, yeah, I shouldn't have joined in with that. That was horrible. You turn me on like a light switch. What's that noise? It's me! That's dreadful. Coming up next, we've got some Calvin Harris, and then I'll be back with more after the news. What a strange show.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown. And we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer, eyes are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer,
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay.